Blog Talk Radio.
This occasion to celebrate a seminal event in American history.
This year, we depict perhaps the most important day in our shared past, the first Thanksgiving.
A day for maize, the Native American word for corn, a terrific turkey dinner, and brotherhood. So, white meat and dark meat. Take it away!
I love this.
Advantages, such as fine schools, libraries full of books, shampoo. How? I am Pocahontas, a Chippewa maiden.
An Indian.
Enough said.
And I am Running Bear, betrothed to Pocahontas. In the play.
20 grand for summer camp. He's Mr. Woo Woo.
We have brought a special gift for the holiday season. I am a turkey. Kill me.
What a thoughtful gift.
Why, you are as civilized as we, except we wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friends.
Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk, and everyone loves you.
Stop! Sit!
Wait.
What?
We cannot break bread with you.
Huh? Becky, what's going on?
Wednesday!
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes, on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadside. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shift. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. Especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you. And burn your village to the ground.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to Steve's Vigil.
I love that. I freaking love that. It was perfect.
Don't you think that's scarily pertinent for today, for what's going on today, Vicky?
I hate to make a comment, at least I get another death threat, but yes. Yes, unfortunately. You know what? Okay, I got to say this because I haven't said it yet. I saw the Fantastic Beasts movie today, and it is a real sad thing that John Voight is in it, and he looks just like Trump. Oh, it's distracting. It's terrible. And he plays this disgruntled idiot just like Trump. So I just had to say that since you brought up politics.
Yeah. And what was that from, Carl?
That was from one of my favorite films, Adam's Family Values. It's just beautiful. And of course, Christina Ricci, Christine Baranski is one of the directors of it. It's just so much fun. And it's just so... And I must say, I wanted to be the Jewish kid that falls in love with Christina Ricci, really. But
and
good,
get ripped
good.
Apart at the end?
No. Well, no, he survives.
No, don't you remember they go out to the grave and the hands reach out from the grave and grab him by the throat and then all you hear is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay, because that means I'm part of the family. Personally, I always thought that the Addams Family had it down right. Everyone else was wrong, but that's me.
I agree so much.
The only mistake this movie did was it came out 1 week before Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, but this wasn't a family film. I mean, not really.
I know. Oh, it was a hit, but like I said, it did like great the first, second week, and then Beauty and the Beast swarmed in and destroyed everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course that happens. But it's had a great life, and of course we're featuring it here on our Thanksgiving special, so it's one of the best Thanksgiving skits in a movie ever. So there you go.
And definitely, they were going to do a third one for Raul Julia's death.
Right. But once he died, they said no.
They did do a third one eventually with Tim Curry and Daryl Hannah. And, Tim Curry couldn't save it. I love the man to death, but he couldn't save it.
He's just not.
He wasn't as bad as John Shuck.
This is true.
Oh. John Shuck was definitely miscast, but John Shuck is a great actor.
And well, yes, we've got everyone here tonight. That means we have Doc.
Hello.
Carl.
Greetings, salutations.
And back from her meditation journey where she feels so relaxed after her calm 2-3 weeks of enjoying life is Vicky Love.
Who is that again? I don't think I've met that person.
But at least you have some time off now, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been enjoying all of it. All of
good.
It. All of
good.
It.
You deserve it, kid.
This is
definitely.
This is a pretty crowded weekend, but they're saying that Momboa is going to be the number one movie this weekend. But from every review, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the best thing about the movie. Who's not shocked about that?
Not shocked at all.
He's a great human being, from what I hear. So More goodness to him.
He can do comedy.
And he'll
like
be running for president.
Like nobody's business.
In 2020. That's what they're saying.
Well,
yeah, I'm still voting Black Phillip again.
I'm voting Ghidra this year.
Fuck. I'm never going to vote again. I'm giving up on that.
They pulled Ghidra from the ticket, Doc. Three head things. Like, you got to have one solidified candidate, and the heads fought over who's going to be on the
ballot. It's actually one brain split into three pieces, and they don't communicate very well, and they're easily taken over by exterior forces like aliens. So, anyway.
I just think it should be Varan the Unbelievable, so that's me.
Yeah.
I'd vote for Brian.
Well, no one believed in him, so that's why he lost his chance. No one believed in him.
So here we are.
we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and specials and movies.
And specials, movies.
Stuff.
And I was surprised how many Thanksgiving movies or stuff that's themed for Thanksgiving there are. And a lot of them weren't crappy indie films from the early 00s like April Does Dinner.
Does May Do Dishes?
Okay. Now, I got a question.
It's an indie film about with what's her name, Katie Holmes, who plays this poor indie darling who is cooking dinner for her family who hate her black boyfriend.
You know, with a name like...
And one of the main... What?
I was going to make a joke. The Somebody Does Dinner, I thought... I was going to say, I hope it's not like Debbie Does Dallas, because that's not very Thanksgiving.
No, one of the biggest jokes in the movie is that she can't find an oven to cook her turkey in. Every oven is too small.
Oh, good God, shoot me.
What kind of freaking turkey is it out there where you can't find an oven to fit it? Have any of you ever had that problem?
No.
No.
Yes, actually, I have. I live in an apartment where literally my oven was about 3 feet tall by 2 feet wide. Seriously. Very, very tiny oven. So if instead of cooking the whole turkey, we... cook the mini chicken.
Or a Cornish hen or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's the kind of apartments are so small that it just beats in your head. You're single. You don't live with a person.
Oh, that's okay. Because I don't share my toys very well.
But, yeah, Thanksgiving is definitely an American thing, which is why you never did see a lot of the bigger shows worldwide do Thanksgiving specials. One of my favorites, which I talked to Carl about, was the very first All in the Family Thanksgiving special. Have any of you seen that?
I'm sure I have, but I didn't rewatch it, so it's not in the brain. So tell us all about it, Stephen.
Right, I'm sure I saw it, but I don't remember it.
It was in the early days before Mike left the show, and he was going around doing his other rap about, they killed the Indians, you know, the usual hippie stuff that Carl was spouting back then.
I was not a hippie. Never mind. We've gone through this.
Yes, you were. You voted for Bernie. It's enough proof in any book. Bernie equal hippie. Deal with it. But and then he grabs Mike and he opens the kitchen door. He said, "This is what Thanksgiving is about. It's not some bullcrap idiot guys in penguin suits who landed on Plymouth Rock." And then it showed a picture of Gloria and Edith. Working together, talking and cooking the food. And he said, it's about family, and that's all it ever is.
Nice.
And that's really what it is. I mean, really, can you find anyone today who really gives a damn that the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock? We know that's a bunch of bull crap.
And that's good that we know that it's a bunch of bull crap. At least we're not like we are. This is the story I told my students. We were going to get ready to write our favorite Thanksgiving and then our worst Thanksgiving memory, right? So first I told them, I go, first you have to remember that Thanksgiving was this, not the Pilgrims. It was a bunch of people who were fleeing England, who didn't know anything about living out on their own. They came to the shores of this place that's called America. And they cut down trees and made this skinny little fort with little shacks in the middle of them, of this round fort. And then they proceeded to starve to death. And the Native Americans that lived nearby felt so sorry for them that they shared some of their corn and other food stores with them. But that only prolonged their suffering because they all starved to death. That's your Thanksgiving story.
And I asked the Indians, do they regret helping out the pilgrims back in? All I got was yes.
You know, this reminds me so much of what my father told me when we went to go see Dancing with Wolves in the movie theater. He said the Native Americans were doing spectacular until the white men came and effed them up.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Back in the day, we had a class called Manifest Destiny, and I always hated that. Because I remember arguing with the teacher. This is not Manifest Destiny. We took their damn land away from them.
But that's what
it
means.
It.
Manifest Destiny, that's exactly what it means. It says, look, I see some land. I'm going to go take it.
Oh, since it's Manifest Destiny and Thanksgiving's all about eating, what could be pretty much themed as a Thanksgiving movie, Carl?
Well, you know, almost any movie with eating, I guess.
Alex's Restaurant,
well,
is that where you're going?
Mickey might get this before you, Carl.
Okay.
What movie do we know that deals with eating and manifest destiny as one of the main plot points of it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Oh, shit, yes.
Yes, it is a great Thanksgiving movie, actually. Ravenous. It's on Netflix, too. I saw it on my feed, so you can watch it.
All I'm going to say about Ravenous
is that's what really flies over Misty. A lot of the jokes in that movie are based on Manifest Destiny.
Gobble, gobble, human flesh.
Well, just eat up anything that you can, you know. We're taking over this country, no matter what you think, because it's our destiny.
Yep. I should have thought about that.
And
that's
honestly,
really a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. And honestly, I love America and I love the people, but when it comes to taking care of this country, we are the guy. We are the teenage boy who gets his daddy's beautiful, pristine 60 GTO and burns out the engine the first night they own it.
Yep.
That's how we pretty much treated the country.
So true.
And eat cranberry sauce. How can anyone eat
like
a food that looks like the can?
I like cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I do too. I realize.
There's just no way to disguise it.
Well,
I don't like the jelly stuff
it.
in the can. I prefer just to use the real berries.
I'll eat it that way,
but I won't do the jelly stuff.
Have you ever really tried to do the real cranberries? Do you know how hard and thick their skins are?
Oh, absolutely. You have to soak them for like 48 hours. I know.
Okay.
But you can soak them and you can use the berries if you soak them and you do it right.
So who's got time for that?
You put them in a bowl, you let them soak for 48 hours. You leave it in the refrigerator. Not that hard.
You more than any of us, Vicky, should know that Carl does the pain in the ass way of anything that he does.
Yeah, we shouldn't get into that.
No, wait, I thought this was Thanksgiving. I thought you were going to give thanks for me, too. We are family.
But, yeah, that's really what Thanksgiving is about. It's just about being with your family and not fighting over stupidity. The world don't exist tomorrow. Unless you watch football, but.
I don't know. I just know that there are more family fights on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year.
Christmas?
No,
Christmas is more Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you got it. Doc's right. It's more suicide on Christmas.
Sorry about being so dark. I apologize. But that's statistical fact.
Oh, don't worry.
There
is a Christmas movie which we'll probably talk about one of our Christmas episodes that has the darkest twist, darkest 5 minutes in Christmas dark movie history.
There's a lot of them. And one of my favorites is really dark, too.
Yeah. Movie-wise, it's weird that there's not that, well, there's some, but there's not that many Thanksgiving movies. There is, and most of them, if you watch, like, Pieces of April, Home for the Holidays, Family Stone, if they do a Thanksgiving movie, it's about fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of the time. There's that one where Jodie Foster directed.
Family Stone.
Yeah, Home. Yeah. No, it's Home for the Holidays. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
With Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr., Dylan McDermott. Oh, God. Yeah. And Bancroft. Yeah.
I think
nice
I love
family.
The Family Stone's original poster. If any of you have ever seen it, it said family is number one on this holiday, and it had a big giant hand flipping the bird.
Nice. That gives me my favorite line from a animated series. And that would be Animaniacs, where they have a pilgrim trying to kill a turkey. And the Animaniacs, Doc, and Yakko and Wakko have the bird. And the pilgrim says, "Give me the bird." And Yakko says, "We'd love to, but the fox censors won't let us."
That show is so
I think my favorite moment of Animaniacs is during the Slappy Squirrel cartoon at the end. It shows her and the wolf about to kill each other with an axe and a knife.
Uh-huh.
And then the little baby squirrel comes out and he says, "Okay, dinner's ready. Stop playing now, kids." And then they just put the axe and the knife down and walk in and have Thanksgiving dinner with the rest of the Animaniacs cast.
Yes.
And of course there's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which is pretty much the debut of Woodstock.
I love Woodstock.
No, Christmas came first, my bad.
I can't do Charlie Brown. I've tried and it's like nothing happens. It's the same thing with the Street Pumpkin. I've tried, but I just can't. For years, I've tried.
That's
you know,
when I say, "Oh, screw you, Snoopy versus the lawn chair."
Yes, you're right
that's
about
just
that.
Beautiful. But yeah, either you people have a tradition of a movie that you watch on Thanksgiving that they either show on TV or just something that keeps Thanksgiving in your head?
Yes, King Kong. The local TV stations out here play King Kong every Thanksgiving, or there'd be a Godzilla marathon. And those were my favorites, but they haven't done those in at least 15 to 20 years, which is very sad.
Yeah, I do miss it when the TV it pretty much everything shut down and TV would, a local TV station just put like a loop of movies. Remember that, Vicky and Carl?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course. I like when Sci-Fi Channel used to run Twilight Zone episodes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
3 days in a
Twilight
row.
Zone Marathon?
Yeah.
When they stop
they don't
that.
Do that anymore. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they
no.
they don't. They used to play Dark Shadows too all the time. They don't play that anymore. They also used to do like all the classic TV shows that have a marathon on, like, you know, Animal Man, all sorts of cool stuff from Vancouver time, but now they don't show any of that stuff anymore, and Sci-Fi Channel is like, why do I even bother?
Manimal was Carl's favorite television show of the 80s.
No, it was not.
He wished that he could turn into... Yes, it was, because you wish you could turn into an animal at will.
Well, there was that, but no, that was too cheesy. For me, the two things... Well, of course, we watched something... we did a watch on Sunday of a movie I always watch at Thanksgiving, and that is Blood Freak. But my other Thanksgiving movie, which I watched on Thanksgiving Day, is Scent of a Woman. And I watch that every year. Now, a lot of people think, you know, it's a little overblown, and maybe it is. But I really like the relationship between the blind Al Pacino and Charlie. And there's a scene in there with the dinner. That is just brutal.
Okay, I just got a message from one of my friends who's listening, and he said, Doc, I am ashamed of you. You didn't say Mystery Science Theater 3000 Turkey Day. So I have to say that. And
absolutely.
One of my all-time favorites.
Those
so,
were beautiful. I remember the first year they had it for an entire weekend. That was a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Thursday
to Sunday.
I agree.
So much fun.
And Scent of a Woman
is
about an overprivileged...
Can I do that, Stephen?
Scent of a Woman... Let me finish, Carl. Scent of a Woman is about an overprivileged, waspy brat who grows up to be the kind of jerks who run this country. And very much Al Trump, who takes care of another old, rich, white, waspy person. And then they go fight other overly privileged, white, waspy persons. There's no way I can feel sympathy for all of them, because why should you... Only in America
no,
do they make movies where you're supposed to pity the rich, white, overprivileged
Charlie is not privileged.
Yes, he
is.
He's going to one of them privileged schools. That means he's going
to
have...
Yeah, he goes to one of those privileged schools.
He's going to be connected by the time
he
graduates.
If you went to Harvard on a grant... Okay, you're not privileged,
still,
but you got a grant.
He's an overprivileged, waspy white person.
Who goes to Harvard
That's
on
all
a
it
grant?
Really is. It was...
I'd like to know that.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I teach in a high school. I don't know anyone that goes to Harvard on a grant. The only kids I know that go to Harvard earn it.
Yeah.
Well, there are grants available to Harvard. There are grants available to MIT.
No, you're talking about scholarships once they earn it with their grade.
Yeah. Yeah, I am saying that.
Yeah, okay, you guys are arguing about all this stuff, but let's not give some poor soul out there that thinks there are grants to go to Harvard a light of hope. Sorry out there. You can't get a grant to go to Harvard, okay? Stop your wishing and ask Santa for something else.
Okay, how about a grant?
You know, Carl,
Stanford,
right now
then?
Would be a beautiful...
You
right
can't
now, Carl,
get
be a beautiful
grant.
Time to play. You know, Carl, right now would be a beautiful time to play No Future by the Sex Pistols after what Vicky just said.
Yes.
Right.
All I can say about... I want to finish up Scent of a Woman very briefly. I do like the film very, very much. I think the soundtrack, I think it's really good. And, of course, there's that iconic speech at the end. But one of the great things about that movie is it was the first time I ever noticed Philip Seymour Hoffman as a small role in it. And I remember seeing that for the first time and just saying, there's a guy to watch. And I was absolutely right. I think the film is very, very good, and it is, for better or for worse, even if you don't like it, it's one of my every Thanksgiving I watch it. So there
That's
you go.
Because you want to be a rich, white, waspy, overprivileged loser.
Personally,
that's your dream.
Personally, I no, but I
yes.
maybe.
If you like the scent of a woman, you want to be rich, white, and wise. They even
Ed,
make a joke about it in American
Psycho,
Carl.
He had a good role in that, too, and he just passed away this year. So,
yeah.
There you go.
They even make a joke about it in American Psycho, the book, Carl.
Yeah.
He says, my generation don't jerk off the porn. We jerk off the scent of a woman because we want to be that character.
Well, instead of Thanksgiving, it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Street.
You know, screw you. You don't have to like it. I do. So there you go.
Hey, we're already like a family at Thanksgiving.
We're arguing. Good.
Yeah.
Pass the giblets. I want some giblets.
Anybody up for a gravy joke again?
No, we don't want to go there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Biggie's here, remember?
Yes.
We have to behave ourselves.
But really, if you want to get into the iconic Thanksgiving movie, I really don't think John Hughes intended Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to be the ultimate Thanksgiving movie when he made it?
No, I don't
think so. I don't know.
I know you've seen it, haven't you, Vicky?
Yes, and I think it's how do I say this in a polite way since I'm here and nothing impolite can be said? It's degrading women. I don't like that movie at all. I think it puts women in their place. And I've fought with Carl over this before, as I've fought with him over many, many things.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like the movie either. We never fought about this one. We agreed about this one.
No, I never
don't get this
one.
How can you say it puts women in a place when who was the girl that he fights with at the rental car place?
It always puts women in a subservient light. Even though, yeah, they fight about it, she might be right, but he goes off in his smug way. And I don't like the way...
Yeah, and you forget how that scene
thing.
Ends.
And, but I don't
she
care.
She was like,
the
and
whole,
I was...
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Like, and I was going to give you a fucking car, but then you decided to be a fucking asshole. So as far as I'm concerned, you can take all your complaints and shove them up your ass. Have a nice fucking day, you fucking dildo. And then she puts up a card saying close.
But it still shows her in a bad light. She shouldn't close for everyone just because. It still puts her in a bad light. And then he has his speech about women and blah, 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 blah. And then Chris O'Donnell falls in love and doesn't make any mistakes and blah, 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 blah. All that Hollywood bullcrap. I can't stand that movie.
Oh, she's in something, Scent of a Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one with John Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the one with John Candy and Steve Martin.
What the? Oh. No. I thought we were in Scent of a Woman still.
Oh, okay. I thought, no, we weren't. And that's why I said no. Okay, we have always disagreed on Scent of a Woman.
Damn it, Carl, did you spike the eggnog again?
When did we switch?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear you switch. Okay, sorry. My apologies. I wasted 5 minutes of our time. So sorry.
No,
really,
you didn't.
Really, sorry.
No, I'm more than okay with it.
I was completely lost because I haven't seen either one.
Yeah. Go ahead, you guys. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, that's the one with John Candy where they're trying to get across the country on Thanksgiving.
And he hooks, yeah, Steve Martin inadvertently hooks up with John Candy, and it's like a buddy comedy where they can't stand each other. Yeah, I'm not really fond of the movie. I never have been. It's
why?
Okay. I find it too silly and too unbelievable. You know, and it's
what,
supposed
every
to be this...
twist? Is it every
what?
Twist you find the twist in it? Every time, you know, something happens, you just find it too unbelievable?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, and they try to make it believable, and there's something wrong there. I just never – now, that being said, I think it's my favorite John Hughes film because I'm not a John Hughes fan at all.
Oh, there's another one. What the heck is the name of that with John Candy in it? It's a nice little love story. It's a – I like that movie.
Oh, that one I love. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one with Maureen O'Hara, Stephen. Only the Lonely.
Yeah. That is just...
Yeah, that one I think takes place during Thanksgiving. Well,
yeah,
the ending,
like
maybe.
That. Well, it is during a holiday.
Yeah, that's a nice little film.
Yeah.
That one I really do like.
Yeah, it's heartwarming. We do need heartwarming before we get deluged with watching A Christmas Story 40 million times in a row. Ugh.
I like that movie. I have
I liked it, too, until it got oversaturated.
Well, what do you mean oversaturated? The only way it gets oversaturated is if you allow it to do that to you.
I mean, not allow it when TBS shows it 24 hours in a row.
Don't watch TBS.
Yeah, you turn off the TV and put on, you know, put on a movie
Christmas
or album. Something. Yeah.
Go put on a DVD of Christmas Evil. There you go.
Yeah. Or, as I've seen a beautiful meme today, it says, "It isn't Christmas to me until I see Hans Gruber fall off the Nakatomi Plaza Tower."
There you go.
Again, another great, well, we're going to talk about, at the end, we're going to work up to the greatest Thanksgiving episode ever. There's just no way this one's ever going to be topped, right, Carl?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Never be topped. I watched that today, and I just was cracking up.
And there's like Garfield's Thanksgiving, which is pretty good. They never did show that one much out of all the Garfield specials, did they?
I used to be a huge Garfield cartoon, you know, cartoon series fan. I never seen that.
I think it was pretty much about, I think... It's one of those that's so rare that I know it exists, but I forget what it's about.
Isn't it about making the perfect turkey lasagna? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, actually.
And, Carl, how many Charlie Brown Thanksgiving specials were they?
I think there were two.
Right. The second one was... this bizarre show, I don't think it's ever been out on DVD. Jens could tell me if I'm wrong, but it was called This is the History of America, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah, that
and
was on VHS.
They had one on the 4th of July, one on Veterans Day, one on Thanksgiving where it showed the pilgrims coming across to the U.S., you know. It was a weird 12-part series that basically... did like a lot of American history.
Oh, my gosh. My light just went out. I'm in the dark.
Ooh.
What? I know, it's not a Halloween special. Well, that's odd.
Thanks. Oh. And sadly, most of the Halloween Thanksgiving movies were not good movies. We're not talking about Blood Feud. We're talking about Home Sweet Home that has Body by Jake as a psychotic killer who injects PCP under his tongue and goes and kills his entire family for no other reason than that used to be his house. Oh, it's hilarious. What, you remember Body by Jake Steinfeld, the guy who had Body by Jake, that fitness series?
Right. Yeah.
Imagine him driving around laughing and killing people.
I might remember him for his exercising and being a nice guy, so I don't know if that would click very well in my mind.
I know.
It's very bizarre. It's very bizarre. The first guy he kills is a guy who bitches at him because he makes him spill his beer.
Okay.
Hey, man. That was my beer. You made me spill it, man. Now I only got I only got 11 beers left. What's fucking wrong, man?
Slash.
And of course, there's Blood Rage, which is about twin boys. One of them twin boys running around, and one of them's a psychopath. And then there's the one that I personally hate, but Doc loves to death.
Yes. That's Thanksgiving. A demonically possessed turkey that was starts out one-liners like, gobble, gobble, motherfucker. While he's killing people. And there was a sequel called Thanksgiving Part 3 that completely missed Part 2. If you want a really, really stupid movie that'll make you laugh because of how much of a turkey it is, see what I did there? It's worth watching.
Boys,
Thanksgiving 3 is insane. What Thanksgiving 3 about is about the making of Thanksgiving 2, but they steal the killer demonic turkey's kid, so he has to go save his kids.
It's bonkers.
And at the end, it has the turkey and the main bad guy fighting each other by rewriting the script of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very insane and very meta. But, yeah, and there's the one that I like crossing today. There's Nelvana. What?
Uh-oh. Yeah. I watched this today.
Yeah. Vicky said she liked it. What did you say? You wrote a story based on that?
No, I didn't say I liked it, but I did write a science fiction story based on the premise of it. And that is farmers jumping on spaceships and going out to find places where they could, live and farm and be happy because Earth is destroyed. So I like the idea behind it.
Best way to describe Nirvana and Formation, and I love them, is cartoons made on acid, made to freak out little kids.
I don't think cartoons are meant for little kids. They're just not. I mean, they make cartoons today that are meant for little kids because I've watched them and they're terrible. But cartoons, just because it's animated, it's just like science fiction. Science fiction isn't adolescent storytelling. And cartoons were never meant for kids. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, really? Never meant for kids, ever. So,
Vicky? If you're telling me that Princess Leia in that bikini from Return of the Jedi wasn't made with an adolescent mind, I'll laugh at you.
Oh, well, wait, excuse me. Carl Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
How did he get dragged into this? Leave him be.
Listen, I'm just here. I'm always dragged into it. Vicky, go right ahead, my dear. I'm waiting.
Tell the truth. If Princess Leia was not in that bikini, would you even watch that movie?
Actually, yes. And it's basically because of the special effects, but that's it. And once you get to the Ewok planet, I'm leaving.
And I don't think that men are male people, excuse me, not men, but male people ever get past, like, their 15-year-old excitement when they see a woman who looks good in a bikini.
Okay. May I just say there's a reason for that?
What?
And I hate to be this blunt, but we have dicks.
That's because you guys are dicks. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Carl.
Touché, my dear.
You made my point. I didn't know how I was going to get you to make my point, but you did it, and I'm thankful.
Okay, see? I did something for the whole... I took a bullet for the whole family here. And she's thankful for it. I'm so happy.
Eric's not like that. He's not outwardly like... Wait. Eric doesn't say, oh, my God, I love her. Every single time we mention
a
woman.
Yeah, but look who I say
movie.
That about. Tilda Swinton.
Who's told the
yeah,
truth?
That's why he wants to see Dr. Strange to go. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't have exactly the same taste as everyone.
Okay, Carl's more experienced this than any of us, but do you agree with me that Nelvana was made to be watched on drugs?
Well, let me put it this way. Certainly there were certain products that were. Rock and roll for sure. Okay? Rock and roll for sure.
At least smoking weed, absolutely.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I mean, God, let's kick back, have a couple bong hits and watch this.
Yeah.
I've heard that a million times in my life.
Yeah, exactly. And guess who would supply them with them? Me. I love Nelvana. You know, I don't know this particular one, but rock and roll, I introduced that to so many people via VHS, it's not even funny. We used to have parties up on campus because of that.
This was like, they did like 3 or 4 TV specials. Until they got in trouble for nudity on Romeo and Juliet, and then they pretty much got pulled. There were Romeo and Juliet, The Devil and Daniel Mouse, Intergalactic Thanksgiving. What'd you say, Vicky?
The Devil and Daniel Mouse, I remember that.
Yeah, Interstellar and A Cosmic Christmas.
And of course, we mentioned the Rock and Roll, which was their movie. We should mention Animalistics, too. Because God loves
that.
There
was nudity in that. There was nudity in Animalistics also.
There were vomiting, too, but that was just from the pain of the audience.
Also, if you go back really, really back in the late 50s, early 60s, when they started Nirvana, they won a... Academy Award for one of their shorts called The Dot and the Line, which is very bizarre. But that's also a very famous cartoon. So Nelvana's been around for
and
a while.
I'm sorry to bring this up on a Thanksgiving show, but Animal Olympics is a very, very popular film upon a certain sect or fetishistic crowd. I don't have to name the name of what crowd, do I, Carl?
No, you don't.
Very sure you don't need to name it. I just gave you a hint. Did that joke die that badly? Come on.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Go on, I'm trying
you
to
cannot go to
here,
you cannot go to one of their conventions without copies of Animal Olympics going for like $20 to $30.
Would I, the question is, would I really want to go to one of their conventions? No.
Unless you had a Winnie the Pooh fetish.
No. No.
I am not Piglet. I'm just saying.
I like bacon. That's Piglet.
But yeah.
No, no, you did not hear that Carl will eat Piglet, okay? Not hear that.
Eat me. I like the cheese. Never mind.
That's going to be the special next year. We're going to have Carl eat Piglet on the air.
Bacon. Bacon fits.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like in the 70s, all the shows had Thanksgiving episodes, even Barney Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Barney Miller Christmas special, Carl?
Not offhand.
I love
but
Barney
Miller.
But
what it was, this guy brought, what, Vicky?
I love Barney Miller. I watched every single episode. I cried.
Yeah.
I love that show. Go ahead.
I do too. I
yeah.
love it.
But what it was, this guy brought a package in and they thought it was a bomb.
Oh, I remember that now.
End,
yeah.
Yeah, and they opened it up and it was like a whole Thanksgiving meal in there.
Yeah, they had there were so many that had Thanksgiving. You know, Roseanne had a Thanksgiving episode every year that it played. So I think they did 9 episodes.
Yeah. Let's see. The worst was probably Different Strokes because that show was just creepy as is.
Yeah.
But with 9 minutes left, we got to talk about the best. I know, Carl, if you worked in radio, even if it's college, WKRP is very hard to watch, isn't it, Carl?
It's so dead on. Now, the thing is, of course, I was in college. It wasn't a commercial. I wasn't doing any commercial radio. But even so, you connected with all, like in my station that I programmed, University Station, we had a Johnny Fever. We had the black guy. We had, you know, and I was the nerd. You know, I mean, we had all those different personalities. And we all had to get along. We all had to do what we did, and it was really cool. But yeah, I mean, you watch that and it's dead on. It's like almost you're watching a sitcom and you're working at the same time.
Yeah. The second best episode of that was one where they did about the Who concert that happened in New York at about, when was that, Carl? Late 70s.
Late 70s. Like 79,
yeah, do you remember
probably.
That incident, Vicky?
I can't talk about it. I do remember the incident, but I don't know any specifics.
Well, what happened was that this is the concert that killed stadium seat. What is it? Stadium seat is the right term, isn't it, Carl?
Right, it is.
Well, what happened is stadium seating is where they just open the doors and let you go for concert seats. They definitely won't do that nowadays because of the money, but this is what killed it. But what happened is the show was supposed to start at 7, but the idiot concert promoters did not open the door. You notice what word I did? Singular. Door. Instead of all three doors to let people in at about 6:40. And in the ensuing rampage, two or three people got killed, Carl, or was it about five?
I think it was three or four.
Yeah,
there,
they got
trampled
and stomped to death. And the Who went out and played the entire show, and they weren't even told about it until after the concert. And they were very pissed about it because, just think about it, how do you think it made them look when they went on stage and did the regular show and everybody else is pretty much in shock because someone just got killed outside?
Yeah.
But 4 months after that incident happened, WKRP in Cincinnati did a show about it where basically they gave away tickets to the concert, and the leader of the head of the station felt guilty and all that, and they dealt with the repercussions of it, and it was a damn good show. Right, Carl?
Oh, it was an excellent show. It was an excellent show.
But there was the first show where you would not expect something this hilarious and insane to happen. And to set it up, what it is that the station, the head of the station, has devised this beautiful, perfect scheme to give away free turkey. And he was going to bring them to a grocery store on the day of Thanksgiving. And what we got was this. One, push play.
Oh no.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not worried.
But I don't want to hear it.
No, don't worry, I'm working on it. Dance for us, Carl Weins.
Well, since we have that space here, basically they bring a helicopter. And this was actually based on a true incident.
Did they?
Yeah,
oh,
it was. This was based on a true incident. And, of course, what we're waiting for is Les Nessman and his play-by-play of the turkey drop.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
How's it coming, Steve?
It's coming. I'm dealing with... I don't know what the heck is going on, but I'm dealing with it. You can get anything you want at Alta's restaurant.
That's later.
I tried watching it. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, no, no. The movie is horrid. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
There's one good thing about the movie, okay? One good thing. That's Pat Quinn. Pat Quinn is absolutely brilliant. But everything else about the movie is bad.
Yeah, everything else about the movie is just horrid beyond horrid. We're going to talk about that for a little bit. But, yeah, they took like a funny 20-minute song and just threw it in the crapper, to be honest. It's one of those you can just hear the toilet flushing.
No one really expected it. It was a good director. It was Arthur Penn. Everyone, and it just sort of just lays on the screen and doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It may be the worst Christmas movie. Thanksgiving movie ever. Sorry, technical difficulties happen. I blame myself for it because my internet has pretty much gone out, but I'm still on the air, so hey, I'm fighting. I'm fighting the good fight. Or any
there
fight.
There you go.
It's all good, Steve. Don't you worry about it.
Hey, AKA I'm kicking the damn thing going, work, you son of a bitch. Okay, I'll grab radio, Vicky.
What? What'd you ask me?
Don't you just love live radio where anything can happen? It's a magical
place. It's
a magical place
where you can't say the F word because some organization will yell at you.
So while we're waiting, why don't we ask everyone what they're going to eat tomorrow? Any special, you cooking anything special, Vicky?
Well, Carl, I don't, that's right. We always do fondue. What by that I mean we have a fondue pot that we heat up oil in, and we have selected different meats, and we skewer them along with selected different vegetables, and then have other types of sit around, and we cook our own meat and cook our own vegetables as we talk and drink wine and have a good time.
There you go. How about you, Doc? What are you going to do tomorrow for food?
Well, my mom is cooking a turkey breast because I used to be able to go from eating a pound of turkey, theoretically speaking, to about 3 ounces because of the surgery. So one single turkey breast will last me a week. So
nice.
Turkey breast, mashed potatoes, peas, onions, and probably corn.
Well, that's
and
not
here
nice.
We go.
Oh, good.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. No parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. One just went through the windshield of a parked car. This is terrible. They're all just running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Tragedy has never been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd. Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on the spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect.
Where'd you get those birds?
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me.
After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. It's pretty strange after that.
Hey, right. No, no, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
They did a poll of the greatest lines in TV history.
Oh, without a doubt.
Rocking out.
Yeah, they did a poll of the best lines from sitcoms ever, and that last line came up as number one.
Yep, I can believe it.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
They can.
And Doc, the real incident caused over... cost the radio station over $6,000 to $10,000 in window and body repairs on the cars.
Yeah, that actually happened. But instead of plummeting to the ground, they sort of were sucked up into the blades of the helicopter.
Oh, unreal.
Pretty funny.
Is that funny or horrible, Vicky?
It's just funny. It's horrible because of all the, you know, but it is just funny. What, you didn't know that was going to happen?
Nope, didn't think that far.
Well, the radio station man realized, he said, well, they're birds. Birds can fly.
Yeah.
No. More like plummet.
Well, first, you know, they need to have feathers and a head, and they don't need to be dead or frozen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lots of considerations there. No one. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Just fun.
And with that, I would like to say before we play the song, I love every one of you guys, and it was nice to get to spend the day before Thanksgiving with my family, extended family.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And you're all family to me,
idea.
Too.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Just except that Vicky's the leader of the family. Doc's the son that doesn't talk much, but when he does, he usually says something that embarrasses the whole family.
I do.
So me, true. I'm the one who tells everybody to shut the hell up while I'm trying to carve his damn turkey. And Carl's the embarrassing cousin that we really
no,
don't
I'm
talk
the weird
about.
Uncle. I'm the weird uncle.
Yeah, the weird uncle
the
that we really don't talk
uncle.
About. And we always tell stories and wonder if his mother dropped him on his head when he was a kid.
Carl is that scene in Christmas Vacation when the brother-in-law shows up and they're all like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, shit, he made
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. I'm a nice guy. A little weird, but I'm a nice guy.
So was, what's his name in that movie? They're nice people. They're just a little off.
That
no,
was the one who knew Hitler personally said that too, Carl.
What?
He's a nice
what?
Guy.
Oh, okay. He's a nice guy. Okay, I'll take it then.
And for the closure tonight, which they can leave. Y'all, you can just go. You guys can go ahead and leave because this is an 18-minute song. I couldn't find a shorter version of it. It is the Thanksgiving classic, Alice's Restaurant. The movie, as we said, sucked, but the song is brilliant and perfect for Thanksgiving. So with that, everybody say happy Thanksgiving and good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And good night.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Okay. Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower, with her husband Ray and Botcha's a dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before, and with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile is better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I Don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. I said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened here. They got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in a newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire, track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was going to put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm going to put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you wanting my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hanging. Said, Obie, did you think I was going to hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends Obie was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the CNI dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, because Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't going to look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against them. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down and got my physical examination one day, and I walked in and sat down. Got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Because I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like all. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned him metal arm that sent me down the hall. Said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they were doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one that stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and here was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench there. Mother rapers. Father stabbers. Father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime fighting guys was sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there and carry eyeballing all kinds of mean, nasty things. Till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we were talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up, and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want no details of the crime, time, crime, and that kind of thing. Got safe time, turn about the crime, want no rest, an officer's name, and that kind of thing. You gotta stand and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself? I went over to the sergeant and said, sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, kid, you don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar. With feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. One end Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four part harmony in the feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit!
Blood chamber pressure increases. It's at full.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Blue Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
You sure you're on the right side?